This is KUT. As Hurricane Harvey victims begin to rebuild their lives, medical professionals are on the lookout for problems that can be hard to see. KUT's Ashley Lopez tells us about the real need for mental health care after a crisis.
People who stayed or are still staying in shelters in the Houston area were likely to get attention for something that a lot of hurricane survivors don't always get.
There is ongoing screening about mental health issues and a lot of awareness of mental health issues that's come out of experiences from the last 50 years or so.
That's Cassie Huff, an assistant professor at the School of Social Work at UT Austin. Huff says folks who help storm survivors get back on their feet have learned a thing or two in recent years. She says one big lesson has been about looking out for people who may have experienced trauma. Huff says when survivors first get help, they are in crisis mode. They're in shock. They're likely not sleeping or eating well.
And as time goes on, we expect kind of the response to go from crisis to a little deeper in terms of response and trauma, having experienced trauma and starting to look for post-traumatic stress symptoms. Anxiety, depression, ongoing difficulties with sleeping.
And medical professionals have been looking for exactly those symptoms. Michael Gardner is with Harris Health System, which has been running a 24/7 clinic for the evacuees.
We have access to psychiatric and psychology services that help people through, what is obviously, as they say, the stressful is almost trite, These people, many of them lost everything.
Gardner says Harris Health System also plans on providing care long after folks have left the shelters. That includes follow-ups with evacuees.
Many of these effects will still be ongoing, so we want to make sure that we are getting appointments so that people can have long-term follow-up, because this isn't going to go away in a couple weeks.
And social work professor Cassie Huff says even just talking about this with evacuees is also helpful.
For families who have lost a lot, just the reminder that it is normal and expected to feel a lot of stress and anxiety after a situation like this, just some education around the trauma of a natural disaster, I think can be really helpful.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.